Today on Gardening in a Minute, tomatillos. Tomatillos are familiar to many people around the world and are close relatives of tomatoes and peppers, but many gardeners have never grown them at home. Native to Central America, tomatillos are used in stews, moles, and salsas. Firmer and smaller than tomatoes, they have a sweet-sour taste. You can grow your tomatillos just like tomatoes. The plants are bushy, spread to 4 feet tall and wide, and need support to stay upright. These annuals flower and bear fruit until killed by frost. On the plant, tomatillos are enclosed in thin papery husks and resemble Chinese lanterns. At maturity, the fruits turn lime green, yellow, or purple, and the husks dry out and turn brown. Many different selections are available, so try several to find your favorite tomatillo. For more about tomatillos and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, long-lasting cut flowers. Fresh flowers make a wonderful gift for almost any situation. Here are a few tips to make them last as long as possible. At the store, flowers should have freshly cut stems and be kept in clean water. Flower food should be provided with the flowers. At home, remove leaves or flowers that will end up underwater. Cut 1/2 to 1 inch off the stems with a sharp, clean knife. Place them in a clean vase filled with fresh water and flower food. Prearranged flowers should be in clean, clear water or moist floral foam. If the water turns yellow and cloudy, wash the vase with soapy water and add fresh water with flower food. Recut and rinse the stems before placing them back into the container. For more about cut flowers and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, changing an irrigation head. Changing a broken irrigation head yourself is an easy task that can save water and money. Always check with the manufacturer for the correct replacement head. Be sure the water is shut off. Carefully dig around your irrigation head. Keep an eye out for buried pipes. You don't want to cut through a line. Remove enough soil around the head so that you can access it easily. Turn the head counterclockwise, being careful not to break the pipe. Remove the old head and any debris, keeping soil out of the open pipe. Apply Teflon tape to the threads and screw on the replacement head. Check for leaks and adjust the spray pattern. Refill the hole and the top of the irrigation head should sit no more than a half inch above the ground. For more about changing an irrigation head and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, wind chimes. Wind chimes are whimsical additions to many gardens. Originally, wind chimes were designed as Indian wind bells that were hung on the corners of large pagodas to scare away birds and evil spirits. Later, wind bells were introduced to China and were hung in temples, palaces, and homes. Wind chimes can be made from tubes, rods, or other objects made of metal or wood, suspended from string or monofilament line. In Florida, wind chimes last longer if hung under a protective eave. They are usually hung outside of a building and are played by the wind. Sound can be produced when the tubes or rods come in contact with the suspended central clapper or each other. Hang your wind chimes where breezes blow and create music in your garden. For more about wind chimes and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, choosing a florist. Flowers are always an appropriate gift, but choosing a florist that's right for you will make the most out of your gesture. Select a florist who will get to know you, keep track of your favorite flowers, and send reminders of upcoming special occasions. Find one with convenient hours and a guarantee of satisfaction. A good florist will ask questions about what you're looking for, offer their expert advice, and suggest gifts to match any sentiment, occasion, or even home decor. Look for artistry in the florist's designs and presentation. A great shop carries a complete selection of different, high-quality flowers. It should also provide floral food with purchases and offer instructions for proper care. A good florist can make any occasion a memorable one. For more about this and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM.